Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Thursday, March 20, 2025.
Congo's cobalt export limits and partnership with Indonesia. The Democratic Republic of Congo, the world's leading cobalt producer, is taking decisive action by imposing export limits on this essential mineral after a four-month ban. This move aims to address the oversupply of cobalt, which is crucial for batteries in electric vehicles and mobile phones. The DRC is partnering with Indonesia to better manage global supply and pricing. The new export limits will be implemented in two phases, one focusing on exports and the other on enhancing local mineral processing. This strategy seeks to stabilize cobalt prices, which have recently fallen due to low demand from automakers and increased copper production. By making these changes, the DRC is not only safeguarding its resources, but also positioning itself for a stronger role in the global market.
Concerns over U.S. electrical grid stability. On July 10, 2023, a major incident involving 60 data centers in Virginia raised alarms about the stability of the U.S. electrical grid. This area, known as Data Center Alley, covers 30 square miles and uses as much electricity as Boston. A safety mechanism designed to protect equipment from voltage fluctuations caused a surge of excess electricity, leading to disconnections. In response, PJM Interconnection and Dominion Energy had to cut back power output to prevent a chain reaction of outages. John Mora from the North American Electric Reliability Corporation pointed out that the growing energy demands of data centers pose new challenges. Allison Silverstein, a former advisor to the U.S. Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, warned that these disconnections could lead to widespread power failures. In light of this, NERC has formed a task force to explore the effects of mass disconnections by data centers and cryptocurrency miners, highlighting the urgent need for better energy management and regulatory systems.
Amazon's GDPR fine in Luxembourg. Amazon is facing a major setback with a hefty 746 million euro fine, roughly $812 million, after the Luxembourg National Commission for Data Protection, or CNPD, found it mishandled personal data. This ruling is based on the General Data Protection Regulation, which sets strict privacy rules in the European Union. On March 18, 2025, a Luxembourg court upheld the CNPD's decision, sending a strong message to companies about the importance of following data protection laws. In response, Amazon is considering an appeal, arguing that the fine was based on unclear interpretations of the law. This situation raises an important question. How well do we understand our rights regarding personal data? Challenges companies face in navigating these regulations highlight the EU's commitment to protecting our privacy.
EU orders Apple to open its ecosystem. The European Union has ordered Apple Incorporated to open its restricted environment to competing firms under the Digital Markets Act. This law, adopted in 2022, aims to ensure fair competition in digital markets and tackle anti-competitive behavior by major tech companies. Apple argues that this decision could hinder innovation and benefit its rivals. The EU's antitrust chief emphasized the Act's role in creating fair competition in the tech sector. This legislation addresses concerns about the control exerted by companies like Apple, Google, and Facebook, aiming to boost competition and consumer choice. As the tech landscape evolves, this ruling could significantly shake up how these companies operate in Europe. What does this mean for the future of tech giants and for consumers like you?
NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang addresses Intel stake rumors and AI demand. Jensen Huang, the CEO of NVIDIA, recently held a press conference in San Jose, California, where he tackled rumors about NVIDIA buying a stake in Intel. He made it clear that no such offer has been made, putting to rest speculation about a potential partnership with Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, or TSMC. Huang pointed out that current orders for NVIDIA's Blackwell chips, around 3.6 million from major cloud providers, don't fully reflect the actual demand, especially since they exclude significant orders from Meta platforms. Meta plans to invest up to $65 billion in AI infrastructure this year, with a large portion expected to go to NVIDIA products. Huang reassured investors about the strong demand for NVIDIA's high-end AI chips, and mentioned the possibility of moving production to the United States in the future. Meanwhile, TSMC announced a massive $100 billion investment in the U.S. to build 5 new chip manufacturing facilities, highlighting the growing importance of semiconductor production.
Vodafone Idea and Starlink Partnership for Better Internet in India. Vodafone Idea is looking to team up with Starlink, the satellite internet service from Elon Musk's SpaceX, to boost internet access across India. This comes after Starlink's recent deals with Vodafone Idea's rivals, Bharti Airtel and Reliance Jio. The aim is to provide reliable connectivity in rural and neglected areas where traditional internet services often fall short. Jagbir Singh, the chief technology officer of Vodafone Idea, highlighted the plan to deliver both fixed and mobile services to hard-to-reach regions. If the government approves, this partnership could allow Starlink's equipment to be sold in retail outlets throughout India. Following this announcement, Vodafone Idea's stock jumped nearly 5%, showing positive market sentiment about the collaboration. This initiative could transform connectivity for millions and help bridge the technology gap in the country.
Senate Democrats challenge Trump's FTC firings. Senate Democrats are pushing President Donald Trump to reverse his recent firings of Federal Trade Commission commissioners Alvaro Bedoya and Rebecca Kelly Slaughter. Leading the effort, Senator Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota sent a letter to the White House, claiming these dismissals break Supreme Court rules and undermine Congress's ability to create bipartisan commissions. Supported by Senators Richard Durbin and Maria Cantwell, the letter raises serious concerns about the impact on consumer rights and fair competition. Bedoya and Slaughter are prepared to fight back with a lawsuit, sparking questions about the president's authority over FTC commissioners and the agency's future. This situation highlights the ongoing struggle between executive power and legislative oversight in protecting consumers.
EU's bold defense initiative amid rising threats. On March 19, 2025, the European Commission launched a bold plan to strengthen military capabilities across Europe in response to growing security threats from Russia. Kaya Kallas, the EU's foreign policy chief, stressed the urgency of the situation, noting that nearly half of Russia's federal budget goes to military spending. The initiative seeks to boost defense budgets, pool resources for joint projects, and prioritize purchasing European arms. Between 2021 and 2024, EU member countries have already increased their defense spending by over 30%. Andreas Kubilius, the European Defense Commissioner, emphasized that 450 million EU citizens should not rely on 340 million Americans for their defense against 140 million Russians. The proposal includes plans for the Commission to borrow 150 billion euros, about 160.5 billion US dollars, to finance defense projects and potentially mobilize an additional 650 billion euros. These measures aim to fill critical gaps in areas like air defense, artillery, drones, and cyber warfare. While Moscow has criticized the EU's rearmament efforts as provocations, European leaders remain resolute, recalling similar claims made by Russia before its invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. This defense strategy marks a significant shift in the EU's military policy, reflecting a growing consensus among member states for a unified security approach.
Tencent's ambitious AI investment plans. Tencent Holdings Limited, a leading tech company in Beijing, China, has unveiled an ambitious plan to significantly boost its investment in artificial intelligence. President Martin Lau announced that spending will rise to the low teens as a percentage of revenue, following a jump to over 10 billion Chinese yuan last year. In the fourth quarter of 2024, Tencent allocated 39 billion Chinese yuan to AI projects, joining other tech giants like Alibaba and ByteDance in this competitive race. Despite this growth, Lau indicated that spending might stabilize in 2025, hinting at a potential slowdown. Tencent's revenue reached 172.4 billion Chinese yuan in Q4 2024, exceeding expectations, largely driven by a thriving gaming sector. The company is also accelerating its AI initiatives, integrating technology from DeepSeek into popular products like WeChat and Yuan Bao. With the launch of its upgraded Hunyuan Turbo S model, Tencent is committed to staying ahead in the fast-evolving tech landscape.
China's push for foreign investment amid economic challenges. China is stepping up efforts to draw foreign investment as it faces a sharp 27.1% drop in foreign direct investment, the largest decline since the 2008 financial crisis. To tackle this issue, trade officials have been actively connecting with global business leaders, increasing their meetings since February 2025. Recently, they engaged with executives from major companies like Airbus, PepsiCo, Procter & Gamble, Honeywell, and Swire Group, highlighting the critical nature of U.S.-China economic ties. Vice Commerce Minister Wang Shouwen stressed the importance of a stable economic relationship between the two nations. These discussions come amid rising trade tensions and tariffs from the U.S., creating uncertainty for businesses. The Chinese government aims to reassure foreign investors about the long-term outlook for its economy, especially as consumer demand remains weak and the property market faces hurdles. Additionally, China is set to host its annual flagship development conference this month, attracting numerous foreign CEOs, some of whom will meet with President Xi Jinping.
India's antitrust raids on advertising giants. India's Competition Commission, known as CCI, has launched significant antitrust raids on major global advertising agencies, including GroupM, Publicis, Dentsu, and Interpublic. These actions, taking place on March 18 and 19, 2025, target serious allegations of price fixing and collusion that could shake up the advertising market in India. Key cities like New Delhi, Mumbai, and Gurugram were involved, with officials seizing important data and examining communications related to advertising practices. This crackdown is the toughest yet against media agencies in India, coinciding with the crucial lead-up to the Indian Premier League, a vital time for advertisers. The Indian advertising market, valued at around $18.5 billion last year, is expected to grow by 9.4% in 2025. A recent merger between Walt Disney and Reliance's media assets, worth $8.5 billion, has created a dominant player with about 40% market share in television and streaming advertising. If found guilty of collusion, these agencies could face hefty penalties, potentially up to 3 times their profits or 10% of their annual turnover, whichever is greater. The outcome of this investigation could significantly alter pricing strategies and market dynamics in India's rapidly evolving advertising landscape.
U.S. Federal Reserve keeps interest rates steady amid inflation concerns. The U.S. Federal Reserve has decided to keep the federal funds rate unchanged at 4.25 to 4.5%, responding to rising inflation worries linked to tariff policies from the previous Trump administration. Jerome Powell, the chair of the Fed, spoke to the media after a 2-day meeting of the Federal Open Market Committee. The committee expressed concerns about the economic outlook, which influenced their decision to maintain interest rates. Projections indicate that consumer spending inflation is expected to rise to 2.7% by year-end, up from 2.5%. Core inflation, excluding food and energy prices, is projected at 2.8%, also an increase from 2.5%. This decision is crucial for managing inflation and supporting economic growth, as higher rates can lead to increased borrowing costs and reduced spending. How will this affect your wallet in the months ahead? The Fed's actions will significantly shape the economic landscape.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.